This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today we're talking about big butts. Not like hippopotamus butts, though I love those. And in fact, one of my favorite t-shirts says, life, liberty, and pursuit of dat ass. And not like anybody else's, but, you know, building my own, of course. Squats every day. But those aren't the butts that we are talking about. We are talking about excuses. Those butts. Five big butts. Five big excuses, right? If you aren't taking action, if you aren't making progress, if you aren't consistently doing the work, you probably have an excuse or a few excuses, a few reasons, some big buts. I hear them every day, and I sort of feel like in my own life I wrote this book of excuses, so they're not new to me, and I also believe that I can help you get rid of them. You guys who have been listening for a while, you know that I used to be a Latin major before I started studying nutrition, so I love Greek and Roman literature and philosophy, and so whenever there is a classical quote, a Latin or Greek quote, I love it. And this one is, every vice has its excuse ready. Every vice has its excuse ready. So whatever it is that's keeping you from doing the work, you probably have justified it, right? You have a reason. That doesn't make the reason true. It doesn't mean it's real. It doesn't mean that it's actually why we aren't doing the work, or that we can't have a different reality or a different reason. We humans, though, we defend ourselves and we defend our actions and our inactions pretty effectively. But it's not working. So today I want to call out the five most common excuses, the five biggest buts, and help you wipe them away. And as soon as I said that, I just made a totally unintentional butt wipe joke. Different butt, different wipe. Anyways, we are going to be clearing away the biggest excuses. Now I'm like totally distracted and laughing at myself because I'm a total dork. But anyway, we are crushing the most common excuses. Let's get started. One of the most common excuses, one of the biggest buts is, I don't know where to start. And that is just really something that you've convinced yourself of, but it doesn't make it true. Maybe you've read so much information and you're so familiar with so many different strategies. Should I count calories, keep a food journal, start eating paleo, join Weight Watchers, get a gym membership, do a Whole 30? Ready? If you're feeling like, I'm not doing the work because I just don't know where to start, I don't know what to do, just start. Just start. I shared recently, and I kind of forget where I say these things, if it's to like one of my coaching clients or my fat loss fast tracks or here on the podcast or an email or a blog, or I actually think it was one of my daily motivations, which go out on the Primal Potential iPhone app. I shared, and I think it was there, that I was in this little boutique store the other day and they had these little stickers, and I think they were meant for yoga mats, and they have little mantras on them, words or affirmations that you basically stick to your yoga mat, I guess, to help you stay focused or positive during your practice. And one of them said, start here. And of course, in that case, it was talking about starting on your mat. Just begin there, right? No matter what is going on, start on your mat. I get that. But honestly, you could carry that sticker in the palm of your hand, and no matter where you go, it would be true. Start here. Maybe right now, as you're listening to me speak, you're staring at a plate of chicken fingers and French fries. Great. Start here. Leave a few of the fries uneaten. Or maybe as you're listening to this, you're totally exhausted, dozing off on the couch. Start here. Turn me off and go to bed. Maybe as you think about this message, you're watching Netflix and you know it's past your bedtime, but you just want to watch one more episode. Start here. Turn it off and go to bed. Maybe you're completely overwhelmed at work. Start here. Do what has to be done next and stop stressing about what doesn't have to be done right this second. Not knowing where to start, if that's your butt, we've just solved it. Start here. Start here. Wherever that is, do something. You've probably heard the Martin Luther King quote, that is not only true, but completely applicable here. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the next step. You don't need a big plan. You don't need a huge strategy. You don't need a program. Start here. When you find yourself thinking, I don't know where to start, hear me loud and clear that your answer is always start here. Do something now, something small, wherever you are, whatever that is, start here. That's the answer. Start here, start now. Do something small. There's something that can move you in the direction of your goals right now. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the next step. Ready for the next one? And I've been here too. I've definitely said this. It's super common. And remember that every vice has its excuse ready. I'm too busy. I have too much going on. I just can't. And we all have a lot on our plate. I get it. If this is your excuse, if this is your but, you're probably telling yourself that in order to be successful, you have to have more time. You have to food prep. You have to have more time to cook. You have to have more time to get organized, and you just don't have that time. And while you might like to have more time, you might like to be able to get to the gym more regularly or food prep or get more organized, look, it's not required. That's not the reason you're not doing the work. Yes, maybe you would like more time. You would like more margin, but that is not required. You can make great food choices, or you can make food choices that just represent an improvement for you, even if they're not great. Whether you're insanely busy and have 17 million priorities, or whether you're not busy at all and have all the time in the world. Telling yourself that you just are too busy and you don't have the time and there's too much on your plate, it's a defense mechanism or a delay tactic. It's actually not that real, because you can do things that represent an improvement for you right now with all of your insane, hectic, bananas lifestyle things going on. You can eat fewer processed foods. Like, you don't have to be less busy to do that, right? You can eat less of the food on your plate for dinner. You cannot get seconds, even if you're really, really busy. In fact, you just bought yourself some more time because your meal time got shorter. Eating processed foods isn't a requirement with increased busyness. And you might be thinking, and I probably know you are, no, Elizabeth, you don't understand. It's because the other food, it just is faster, right? And I only have time to eat what's really, really convenient. And so that's why I'm not eating fat loss friendly foods. That's why I'm not taking priority with my goals, because it does take more time to eat well. And I don't have that time. Look, are processed foods fast? Yes, but that doesn't mean that whole foods, that fat loss friendly foods are slow. Now, they can be if you want to get all organized and spend hours meal prepping, but they don't have to be. And first of all, before we even talk about changing what you eat, switching from maybe standard American diet or more processed foods to more whole foods, more fat loss friendly foods, before we even get there, you can begin by eating less or eating less often before you even change what you eat, no matter how busy you are. Okay, so like, let's just get on the same page about that. And second, whole foods can be fast and whole foods can be slow, just like processed foods can be fast or processed foods can be slow. It is what you make it. You can walk into the grocery store and grab a bag of carrots and pre-made guacamole just as fast as you can buy a box of crackers. You can go in and get a rotisserie chicken just as quickly as you can a frozen pizza, and the rotisserie chicken is gonna be ready a whole lot sooner than your frozen pizza. You can purchase eggs already hard boiled. You can open a can of salmon and mash in an avocado even faster than you can heat up your Hot Pocket. In any restaurant, you can order a burger without a bun, or a salad, or fajitas, or a steak, or chicken and veggies. So, dude, I like you a lot, but you're not too busy to do this work. Maybe you don't want to change right now, and that's fine. Maybe you enjoy the foods you're eating and the way that you're eating, the amount that you're eating, more than you want to change, and that's totally fine. But let's agree that you're not too busy to improve your eating habits or make progress towards your goals. You're not. It's just not real. You can put less food into your mouth or different food into your mouth, no matter how busy you are. And I promise you this, because I'm busy too. Big but number three is, it's too hard. I want to change, but it's too hard. I've tried, it's too hard. And I hear you, change is not effortless for sure, but you are in charge of how hard it is or how simple it is. Let's take an example here. Maybe when you say it's too hard, you mean it takes too much energy or focus, or it's too challenging to control what you eat after dinner or make great choices aligned with your goals on the weekends. So option number one is start with something that doesn't represent such a challenge for you, right? Like that's option number one. Start with something that's not such a big rock. You can make it hard by focusing on what's hardest for you, but you don't have to do that. You can also make it easy by focusing on a change that isn't as hard for you right now. And there are a couple of different ways to go about this. Let's say that what's really hard for you and what's triggering that feeling of like, it's just too hard. Maybe that's after dinner, right? Stopping eating after dinner, and you sort of have this like mindless, endless meal between dinner and bedtime. You can either not touch that yet, not even start focusing on that change yet. Maybe you focus on getting more sleep or mastering a fat loss breakfast or journaling or leisure walking every day. Or you can focus on an easier way to tackle that change. You can break down that hard thing into a bunch of smaller things that, because they are smaller, they are easier, and just tackle one of them. So maybe your first step towards tackling that thing that's making you say it's just too hard is to say, look, I can eat whatever I want after dinner, but I'm just going to make sure I'm sitting down. So I'm not going to eat while I'm prepping food or while I'm standing at the fridge or standing in the pantry. If it's worth eating, I'm just going to sit down and pay attention to it. Maybe that's how you make it easier. Or maybe you say, whatever I eat, I'm just not going to eat in front of the TV or the computer. You are in control of hard or easy. Instead of taking no action because it's too hard, dude, make it easier. You are in control of how hard or how easy something is. So if you think it's hard, you're making it hard, and you can also make it easy. Either focus on a different change or break down the change that you feel is hard into smaller pieces and work on just one of them. Big but number four, and this is a big one. Ready for it? My spouse or my family isn't on board with the changes I want to make. I have no support system. They don't want to eat the way I want to eat. And what you mean when you say this is, in order for me to make changes, I need the people in my life to be willing to make changes too. And if they're not willing to, then I can't, or it's too hard. And this just isn't true. Now, I know what you're thinking. I understand. I cook for these people, so I can't change things up when I have to cook the same old stuff for my spouse or my kids. That's not true. Let's say, for example, that your spouse or your kids are huge fans of spaghetti and meatballs and garlic bread, and they're just not going to be on board with fish and veggies. Great. You can reach your goals with spaghetti and meatballs, okay? Seriously, make your spaghetti and meatballs and garlic bread. Also make a salad. If you're the only one who eats the salad, great, more leftovers for you. Fantastic. Have a bunch of meatballs on the side of your salad. And if you're determined to follow the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, ask yourself, would I rather have the garlic bread or would I rather have the pasta? Instead of having the pasta, for example, be the bulk of your meal, have the salad and the meatballs be the bulk of your meal, and the bread or the pasta can be more of a side dish, right? Have a half a cup of pasta or a piece of the bread. You don't have to cook differently. You might have to choose differently. Your plate might look different, but you still control how much of it you put in your mouth and how much of it you put on your plate. And you might be thinking, that's so hard though. Go back to the beginning. If it's hard, make it easier. Hard is in your control. Maybe you don't start by eating less pasta, but maybe you start with saying, okay, bread or pasta, but not both. Pasta or wine, but not both. Carbs at dinner or dessert, but not both. Pizza or beer, but not both. Yeah, life would be so much easier if everyone in your life was on board with exactly what you wanted to do. But let's get real. I'm going to guess that you and your spouse want to watch different things on TV. But since you want different things, does that just mean that you don't ever watch anything you want and your spouse controls everything? No, I kind of think you figured your way around that one. Why? Because your TV shows matter to you. So let's figure our way around this one too, because hopefully we're working towards a point where your health, your confidence, your progress, your happiness matter to you too. The fifth and the final big but that might be holding you back, the fifth and final common excuse is, I just can't be consistent. And that's not true. Of course you can be. You might not be. Maybe you aren't being consistent, but that is different. You're not being consistent doesn't mean that you can't be consistent, because consistency is less of a choice and more of a skill you have to build, a skill you have to develop, and easy you have to earn. You can be consistent, but you just haven't established that as a habit yet, as a skill set yet. Why haven't you established a habit? Because you haven't practiced enough. It's like saying, I can't hit free throws. Dude, that's not true. There's nothing wrong with you physiologically that prevents you. You're just the one person in the world who does not have the physical ability to move your arms, release the ball, and have it go in the net. That's not true. You just aren't practiced enough. You can hit free throws, and you will hit free throws when you practice more. You cannot expect consistency without practice. It's not something that comes from just a decision. It's something that comes from practice. So start practicing. All of these buts, all of these excuses, they're attitude problems. Remember that when you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them, and you're not going to exceed your expectations. So when you expect that you can't do something, you're stacking the deck against yourself. Your mindset precedes your skill set. So work on the mindset related to these big buts, and you will start to see much faster progress towards your goals. I want to take a minute before I share with you what I ate yesterday, including the amazing cookie that I had yesterday. For those of you that are like, you never eat anything that's not fat loss friendly, bring me a cookie like this and I will probably have it every single time. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that we have fewer than 10 tickets left for Ascend, the first ever Primal Potential Transformation Weekend in November in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. Fewer than 10 tickets left. I want to take just a second for those of you, and I know you're out there, that are on the fence about this weekend. I know that it is expensive. But think about the financial cost of continuing to not reach your goals, and how many years are you going to continue to put a little money here and a little money there and a little time here and a lot of energy there towards strategies that aren't working, that you're going to try over and over and over and over and over again. Isn't it worth it to invest a little bit more in something that is more effective, in something that is more efficient, in something that is more long-lasting? I really believe, and I wouldn't make these bold claims because, I mean, you guys do realize that when I make bold claims about this event, like, people are going to be there and I have to deliver, and I take that very seriously. I really believe that the number one way to put this struggle behind you permanently is to invest in yourself and be there at this event. If this were something I could do over the podcast, I would, because that would be easier and cheaper for me. A lot easier and a lot cheaper and a lot less stressful. But I really believe that the power in working with you guys for the 4 weeks before the event, and then really pouring into you and really studying what's going on with you and your thought processes and what's in your way while we spend the weekend together, is a game changer, right? I want you going into the new year absolutely freaking soaring, not only from a motivation and focus and determination standpoint, but having broken through finally and permanently your issues with inconsistency, with doubt, with fear of missing out. We will be studying you, not theory, not fat loss strategy in general, you, your choices, the way you think, what's happening at moments of decision when you talk yourself into excuses and exceptions. We will be doing 4 weeks of intense preparation and then a total weekend of studying what's going on with you and transforming you so you leave changed. I've shared this before, but for the last 8 to 10 of you that will purchase tickets and be there that weekend, I want you to know that I never thought this journey could be easy. I really believed that even if I was able to lose the weight, it would always be a struggle. I didn't even think it was possible that it would be easy for me, the binge eater, the emotional eater, the yo-yo dieter, the woman who had been obese most of my life. I never thought it would be easy to eat well, easy to work out regularly, easy to say no to my favorite things like ice cream. I never thought those would be things I wanted to do, but rather maybe things I just forced myself to do out of habit or discipline. But I was wrong, because it is easy and it can be easy for you. It's not out of reach and it is a game changer. This is not about deprivation or getting mentally tougher. It is about shifting your mindset and seeing your journey, seeing food, seeing yourself and the way you love yourself and respect yourself, seeing it all in a new way. And when that happens, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And it does get so much easier and more effortless, and you transform on the inside and the outside. And it opens up your potential, not just related to your body, but related to your entire life. I'm not overstating that. And I really want to help you create that. So if that resonates with you, if you want that for your life, I want you there. I want to spend this time with you. I want to help you create this. So if you're on the fence, let's talk about it and let's see what answers I can answer for you and see if it's right for you. See if it is the right fit for both of us for you to be there. You can learn more about it at primalpotential.com/ascend, primalpotential.com/ascend, A-S-C-E-N-D. Or if you look over that info and you have more questions, shoot me an email, but don't wait long because like I said, we've got fewer than 10 spots left. So what I ate yesterday and that cookie. I started the day with a saute of shallots and kale and eggs. And then after my workout, I was making some more of my basil pesto with cashews and I set some cashews aside. So I munched on those after I made the pesto. And then I cooked spaghetti squash ahead of time, so I had half of the squash with some of the pesto just sort of like as a small lunch or a snack. And then dinner was the other half of the spaghetti squash with some ground beef and some of the pesto and onions and tomatoes. And then there was this amazing bakery cookie. It was like salted caramel or chocolate, and I had half of it. It definitely looked worth it to me. It definitely tasted worth it to me. And halfway through, I just stopped to say, is the second half going to be any better than the first half? And I decided, no, probably not. So I was good with the first half. It really satisfied me. If I felt like the second half was going to be better than the first, I would have kept going. But I felt like I got out of it all that I could in terms of enjoyment. So that is the scoop with what I ate yesterday. I hope this episode helped you identify some of your big butts so that they no longer stand in your way. And for the few of you that will be joining me in Nashville after kind of hearing this message, I cannot wait to help you change everything. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to spend that weekend with you. Talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Are you ready to move beyond listening and learning and really change your life? Really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks? I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. Here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.